Masechet Midot Perek He, Mishnah Dalin. Mishnah says, Sheba Tzafon, the three rooms in the north of the Azara were as follows. Lishkat Ha'etz, Lishkat Ha'gola, Lishkat Ha'gazit, the room of wood, the room of exile, and the room of stone. Now we'll talk about the purpose behind these rooms. Lishkat Ha'etz, Amar Bili, Ezer Ben Yaakov, Shachachti, Mehayeta, Mesha Meshet. The room of wood, Bili Ezer Ben Yaakov said, I forgot what the purpose of this room was. Abba Shaul Omer, Lishkat Kohen Gadol, says Abba Shaul, it was used by the Kohen Gadol. He would live there during the week before Yom Kippurim in preparation for the Avodah. V'hi Hayeta Ahoreshet Tehen, and it looked like it was behind the other two rooms when viewed from the eastern side of the courtyard where most people would enter. Ve'gag Sheloshtan Shaveh, the roof of all of these three rooms were built at the same height. Lishkat Hagola Sham Hayabor Kavua, the room of exile, it was named for the fact that there was a well there that was dug by the Jewish people who returned from the Galut, from exile, to build the second Beit HaMikdash. V'hagalgal natun alav, and there was a pulley system placed over the well to lower a bucket into it to bring up water. U'misham maspikim mayim l'kol ha'azara, from that room they would provide drinking water for the entire courtyard. The third room, Lishkat Hagazit, Sham Haita Sanhedrin Gedola Shel Yisrael Yoshevet. The room of stone is where the great Sanhedrin would sit when they would hear court cases, the highest court in the land. 71 members would hear different cases in the chamber, in the room here on Har HaBayit. It's called the Lishkat Hagazit. A gazit is really shaped or cut stone, because it was built of square stones to honor the dayanim, the judges who sat over there. Vedana et hakehuna, they would also judge the kohanim and the levi'im, the new ones who came to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, by checking if they were fit to do so. They would look into the background, to the lineage of the kohanim and levi'im, to make sure that they were fit, and also that there were no physical blemishes on them, and that it was ra'ui, that it was befitting for them to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. Ve'kohen shenimsa bo pesul lo ve'shehorim u'mita'atev shehorim ve'yotzeh ve'holech lo. Kohen, who was a disqualification, was found in his family, he would wrap himself in a black garment, and he would wrap his head in black as a sign of humility, and he would leave and go out of the Beit HaMikdash. That's if he had a blemish in the family. If he had a physical blemish, he could remain in the Beit HaMikdash and work in to inspect firewood to make sure it wasn't wormy. Veshelonim sabo psul lovesh levanim umitatef levanim nichnas. A kohen who no disqualification was found in his family would put on a white robe, and he would wrap his head in a white turban, which he would put on the garments of the kohen. Umeshameshi mehava kohanim, and he would work in the courtyard. He would enter the courtyard and start serving in the avodah with his kohen brothers. Now we'll talk about a practice that was done when all new kohanim were inspected that day, were found worthy of working in the Beit HaMikdash. V'yom tov hayu osim, they would make a festive day of celebration to thank Hashem. Shelonim sa psul bezaro shel Aharon HaKohen. I know this qualification was found in the lineage, in the descendants of Aharon HaKohen. V'kach hayu omrim, they would say the following. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu shelonim sa psul bezaro shel Aharon. Blessed is Hashem, blessed is He, that we did not find any disqualification in the descendants of Aharon. The Kohanim here all celebrated together the fact that there was no disqualification. Ubaruchu shebahar be'aharon ubibanav, and blessed is Hashem who chose Aharon and his sons. La'amod l'sharet lifnei Adonai bebet kodshei kodashim, that He chose us to stand and serve before Hashem in the chamber of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Hadran alach masechet midot.